One of our favorite holiday traditions is revisiting our 2015 story about Boston's Christmas in the City, the biggest bash for homeless kids in the world.
All right, so now we're on the actual party, so we'll buzz through this and we'll get out of here. So Saturday.
That's Jake Kennedy meeting with volunteers. Jake and his wife Sparky founded this event out of their Kennedy Brothers physical therapy clinic.
So it started in 1989.
Our oldest, she was maybe, what, 4 years old?
Two.
Well, anyway, she got too many presents. So she had no idea, like, you know, what Christmas meant. And that's how it started. We wanted to show her, you know, the other side of life.
Hi, Santa!
The first year, they hosted a couple hundred kids. In 2015, over 4,000. And thousands of volunteers turned the Boston Convention Center into a winter wonderland. The Kennedy daughter, Elise, is now a peace worker for the UN in South Sudan. Another son, by the way, Dean, is the quarterback coach for the Florida Gators. A third, Chip, started a second Christmas in the City in New York. Back in 2015, as the curtain rose after dinner to reveal a winter wonderland complete with carnival rides, we found Jake in tears. You get emotional.
I do. I get every year, I get emotional. Just, I mean, you don't understand people that have to wait in line, that no promises are kept, they don't know where the next meal is coming from, what it means to be treated like princes and princesses. It's just, I mean, it's, I wouldn't miss it. I wouldn't miss it.
Did you see Santa?
But we are not rerunning our story this year. Oh, Christmas in the City is chugging along. We'll tell you how you can still support this great organization. But as you'll hear when you listen to Jake just last week showing me a video of his son's New York event, it's Jake that now may need some help.
What's this?
Christmas in the City in New York City.
Jake Kennedy, who's healed so many broken bodies and souls, has been diagnosed with ALS, the insidious disease that leaves the mind intact but ravages the body. Jake's father died of ALS. So did Jake's younger brother. They called him Squirrel. Another brother they call Rat also now has the disease. Last week, we sat down with Jake and Sparky and their fourth child, Zach. Or tried to. Sparky kept slipping off her seat.
Well, I'm going to slide onto your lap. That's the problem.
We have to laugh, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you do. I hate people fussing over me, but I want to say I am the luckiest man who ever lived, and I'm also very optimistic about a cure.
Where do you find that optimism, Jake?
Because this is a time like no other time in research. And Dr. Brown, Zach, they are so optimistic.
That's right. Zach Kennedy is a postdoctoral researcher with Dr. Robert Brown of UMass Medical School in Worcester, Massachusetts, one of the leading ALS researchers in the world. In their lab, I asked Bob Brown first his reaction to the news that his researcher's dad has ALS.
It's staggering. For starters, it's also incredibly motivating. Their approaches now for treating familial disease are very powerful in terms of inactivating the genes that cause this to run in families. So there's more hope for familial ALS than there's ever been. What's also exciting is that these lessons from the genetic forms also apply to the other 90% which are not familial.
And there are clinical trials. There are clinical trials for this specific gene mutation. So
yeah.
We'll try and get my father in and to whatever is the best.
Zach, did you go into this work because of your family history?
Yes. I fell in love with it.
It must take away some of the helplessness?
It feels very good to be helpful. It's very motivating to know that your work will go into helping your family, for sure. There are ups and downs. It gets heavy, but, it's nothing good comes easy.
I am so very proud, and I could never imagine it. When he used to lose his math book five times in a day.
Used to lose his math book five times in a day? Great, Zach. I'm sure you're glad that's out.
I'm still an absent-minded professor for sure.
Yeah. Sparky, I'm sure there's lots of laughs and lots of tears. When it started, did you immediately think this is what it is?
I did. Jake was tested for the gene about 5 years ago. October 11th is when it was confirmed that it was the ALS.
The only thing I felt was my speech going downhill.
What'd you think?
I had Lyme's disease.
There was a positive test for Lyme. It gave us a little bit of a 3 weeks of being excited that it was Lyme. But it's not. It's ALS. I mean, a lot of people would just crawl in a corner.
Well, it is so overwhelming. And I am just so proud of my mom and how she's been able to handle the doctor's appointments, the insurance. I don't know how she does it.
Putting one foot in front of the other is how I'm doing it right now.
Well, it feels like there's an injustice to it. Do you feel that, Sparky?
Well, he's always been kind of a Superman, right? He's been a hero to a lot of people. You just wonder how this can happen to someone like that.
But then, Jake, I was thinking, too, you seem to be the embodiment of "there but for the grace of God go I." You always seem to have that attitude, like, that could be me.
Right. Yeah. Because of Christmas in the City, I feel so unjust this society is. So I think of other people who are far worse off than I am. Right.
Yeah. We talked about this before you were diagnosed. And if I died tomorrow, I would have had the most blessed life ever. And life's not fair. And so you just have to count your blessings and take it day by day. And this, I think you'd agree, we had such a blessed life. And it's very easy to forget that. It's easy to get angry. You know, everyone has to deal with this.
So is it a blessing or a terrible burden that you have watched this disease before Jake, your dad and your brother?
Right. I consider it a total blessing.
Really?
Because
I just have to interrupt and say that Sparky just looked at Zach and did a circle around her ear with her finger, the universal signal of, crazy man, here.
I am 65. So to account for the life I've lived, it's a total blessing. Each kid has brought strength in our lives. They're significant others are so great.
What do you want people to know? You have so many friends. What do you want people to know?
I want people to reach out and change society forever. So many families are socially and economically disparaged, and I want that to end.
Where we want research money, right? And we want to be able to find a cure.
So we talked about testing.
So,
I know this is a hard one. I'm sorry.
That's good. No, I got tested, and I'm negative. And then I conceived a child the next day.
It's okay.
We had our baby. I'm sorry. So I found out I was negative, and then we conceived our child the next day. It's the most wonderful blessing. But it's hard thinking. It's hard thinking about your siblings.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Maybe
you're thinking of what your three siblings might find. And the generation before you.
Oh, yeah.
Any thoughts on how much we hate this disease?
It's awful. Yeah. It's awful. For everyone.
It sounds like it's even awful for you who's been spared.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're thrilled.
Yeah. It was the happiest day in my life. We just talked to a girl who lost her mother to ALS. I texted her, ALS sucks. And she responded, ALS sucks so much.
Yeah.
So...
And yet, your spirit and everything, I just thank you so much.
Remain positive and, and we're just going to be happy and enjoy the holidays that we have with each other. I think that's what we're going to do because we're really blessed to have each other.
So, we have our marching orders, hugged loved ones, and maybe help. Both Dr. Brown and Zach's research, and Jake, whose friends have convinced him it is his turn to be fussed over. We'll link you to his new website, Jake Kennedy ALS Fund, at hearandnow.org.